When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling.
I don't, Matthew, no. Hard enough. Sorry, finish off.
Wow. It's been a while.
Join our club.
Cult.
Yes, if you're watching this, you should probably know that we've just watched Super Showdown.
So we're in here mere moments after the show has ended. We've had no time really to collect our thoughts. Oh. Maybe we're just going to go off it and see what happens.
Yes.
Should we run through the card?
Yeah.
Ross, Jack, Mafu.
Hiya.
Saudi Arabia.
It happened, didn't it?
It happened. What a happening show.
Yes. I don't know what to say.
Should we start with the main event?
Why not?
Yeah, we should.
I cannot believe it's happened.
It's.
We all thought it might happen, but I don't think any of us really believed it would. Did you actually believe it would?
From when they started talking about how, on The Observer, I think it was Meltzer and Alvarez talking about how Goldberg brings in so much more fans and that, and I thought, they're going to bloody do it.
Yeah, I cannot believe they've done it. August we started, earlier than that, June I think it was, April time, the Fiends or Bray Wyatt's Firefly Funhouse started. We've made it all the way through to February. Yes, it's been a rocky road, but you know, they've built somebody who could be, you know, he was, you know, a big main eventer potentially for years to come. But now all of that's gone, pissed away. He's lost to a 53-year-old part-timer. Yes, it might bring in a few more buy rates to WrestleMania 36, but what about WrestleMania 37?
It's very short term.
What about WrestleMania 47? Mm. Goldberg's not wrestling then, is he? The Fiend could be wrestling then.
This is a marvellous speech. I was enjoying it. That was really good.
It really is annoyed me that they've pissed it away for this old timer. The same old WWE again. They've got themselves into a position to change it, do something different, but they haven't. It's dejecting, isn't it? Dejecting.
It's funny though.
It is a little bit funny, but it's also dejecting.
Yeah.
I put the weird feeling of being surprised and not surprised at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they did this with Kevin Owens, a new Universal Champion. Mm-hmm. In a thing that didn't really need it, but they went, Goldberg. And I just get that flash, that Vietnam flashback of like the Georgia Dome, 900,000 fans watching him beat Hogan. And I think it's just because, have to take in consideration Saudi Arabia, and they have Radio Saudi Arabia, where it's 1998 all year long, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Limp Bizkit, you got it.
Do you listen often?
Crazy Town. Oh, one of my favorite. Never stop listening to the FM. What are your feelings, Jack?
Same as Ross, really. It was a bad decision. I think that the match itself, for a bit, I was quite captivated when we were watching it. I was like, oh, Mandible Claw, what's going to happen here? But no. The Jackhammer wasn't as bad as the one on Undertaker. There we go.
I know,
you've been really positive there. That's a compliment.
Yeah, everyone was safe. That's all right.
I like the Fiend having to walk up and half run to Goldberg to give him any impact on the spear. That was nice.
That's weird because he was demolishing Ziggler with it at SummerSlam. He's smaller than the Fiend, obviously.
Yeah.
And the ending, he just no-sells it, and then the lights go out, and then he runs away.
He ran away from Goldberg, yeah.
He ran away.
Yeah, he did.
The lights went off, and off he went. But it's just weird how he took a million stomps from Rollins and got thrown into pyrotechnics and took a sledgehammer and all that malarkey and survived, and a few spears and a jackhammer, and it's done. Must be the aeroplane food or something. I don't know what they had going over there. It must have affected him. But I guess we wouldn't take this all the way back to them actually putting the belt on him. Because I disagree with that. I think it was more like, oh, it's Halloween. We can sell a few masks. Oh, Hell in the Cell's there. Let's make a mess. It's just been weird. I mean, they just bat themselves into a corner. I'm dejected. Genuinely dejected. I got nothing down. I'm having a stroke.
Should we talk about the rest of the show?
Yeah, it was all right.
The rest of the show.
Yeah. There was a lot of weird stuff on this show.
Yeah, there was a good tag match with Miz and Morrison.
That was a good match.
Taking on the New Day.
Both tag matches were good. Rollins and the Street Profits were really over.
Yeah.
Everyone loved them. The weird result on the pre-show tag match with the OC beating the Viking Raiders. But
it's like, what was it back in the day? Man United visiting Blackburn or someone like that. Viking Raiders being Man United. Saudi Arabia being Blackburn. Bogey team. I'm trying to think of it. I can't think of anything. You know what I mean?
I get you.
What else? The Chewbacca Trophy Gauntlet.
Oh,
the
bloody Gauntlet. That as well. Yeah. The most prestigious trophy in the history of wrestling. Right. Bastardized it was immediately.
You said it looked like jelly.
It did look like, and someone on the stream said it looked like iced piss.
Iced piss.
A statue of iced piss.
So, Tom Campbell was right on the pitches video. He was correct. Even though it's what he wants to happen, not what he thinks will, but he was still right. R-Truth went on a bit of a run.
He was the glue.
He was.
The Sean Paul.
Yeah.
They held it together.
He beat Lashley with a roll up, which was a bit.
Oh.
Bit.
He forgot what he was doing for a
little
second.
Little bit.
Lashley, all credit to Lashley, he stayed in that position for way too long.
Yeah, he did.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
The Fiend got beat up.
Then he beat Andrade by accident because they clonked heads and he fell on him.
I missed that on the live stream, but apparently there was a big old Andrade clocked the back of his head on Truth's and that what split Truth's cheek open, and apparently that finish shouldn't have been like it was or something.
Then,
who knows?
Eric Rowan.
Rowan, because the
DQ'd himself.
The cage, he got annoyed because the cage got kicked off the apron.
Yeah.
So he hit him with the steps.
Eric Rowan got really angry that he was dangerously close to winning a match.
We were saying this on the thing. Do you reckon they know what's in there? We know it's some form of animal that bites.
Do WWE themselves, do they just create
a team?
Do they know what's in there?
It's something that bites people and makes them bleed. We know that much so far.
The truth.
Someone's saying it could be V1, the drone, spinning around.
Yeah. But he's going away, isn't he?
Yeah. But they're going to say, ha-ha, I think you're fine. We have the rights to V1 and Senior Benjamin.
Oh, I forgot about him. I just completely forgot about him.
But then AJ Styles came out and was very happy to impersonate R-Truth by dancing.
For ages.
He was having so much fun.
Yeah. He beat him very easily. And it was like, oh, I guess there's only one guy. Yuck, yuck. And that guy was getting beat up backstage by the Good Brothers.
Yes.
I was like, well, yes, that's it. Yeehaw. Bang, 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 bang. And start doing a jig. And then, bong.
Aye.
Oh, it's Aleister Black. That guy's funeral TV. Don't be stupid.
The reveal wasn't even the gong. It was the feet. Because he beat up the OC backstage. Aye. They fell like a film.
Aye, Tarantino was filming.
Yeah. Then and then his feet came into view. His lovely feet. Just playing on the Tarantino
thing.
And Tarantino's got a foot fetish, did you know?
Does he? So does Gene Snitsky.
Nice.
Oh, remember that him. One?
It was Snitsky.
Snucking toes.
And then Taker came out. And I wasn't ready for how long. I forgot how long.
It was a full 5 minutes before he got to the ring.
But it's great because AJ has to be in the ring going, oh, no!
Where
for like 10 minutes.
But the thing was, it was like, AJ's opponent has until the count of 10 to get to the ring or AJ is the winner. AJ's opponent was Ray. The ref stopped counting when Undertaker was doing. I know it's wrestling, but you know, let's treat it like it's a serious sport. This is the two-week trophy, goddammit.
That's right. It's so prestigious that Undertaker wanted to leave it there after he won the match.
And he froze the referee in time as well. Stop counting.
Him with one choke slam, didn't take his clothes off, didn't take his hat and his coat.
Didn't get his cock in his hand, but a windmill action. Oh, the hat stayed on, which is the most miraculous thing. Having the tight-fitting hat paid off for once.
It would have been funny if he took all his clothes off except the hat. That'd be
not technically naked.
I really didn't like that, especially because I understand that if they are going to have a match at WrestleMania, which I'm not sure if they are now or not, but then you don't want to give away all the action here. But one chokeslam and then the crossed arm, the whole pinfall, everything makes AJ look really weak.
It looked,
does he even deserve
it? It made Taker look really weak as well because it was a really weird choke slam. He sort of let go mid-flight and Styles was like, whoa.
Me heart. You know. I think the appeal of Undertaker for the last few years was he's a legendary wrestler. He's ancient, but he can save up all his energy for one really good match. Now he can't even do that.
Yeah.
So it's like he's back because of money. And he's going to have a crap match that's either going to be 10 minutes long or 10 seconds. Yay. So he's going to beat the Fiend next time.
What else did we have? Mansoor. Got his big
biannual
victory.
That's right. He can go back to doing whatever it is he does the rest of the year.
Streaming on the Twitch?
Yeah. Get that game and play Cuphead or something. Resident Evil 3 is coming out. You can play that as well. And they get the end bit. He said, "We are not going anywhere." And then, what's his name? Tank 316 says, "That is them revealing that, yes, the planes are staying in Saudi Arabia again."
Should we check Twitter quickly? Because we're sat here. It is currently 21:39 in the United Kingdom.
So it's been about an hour and 40 minutes since.
Let's have a look at the
Twitter. Hour and a half since the show went off the air.
Sean Ross Sapp. Cursed more on the podcast than usual, he says. Murph from Impractical Jokers is tweeting Sean Ross Sapp again. No, there's nothing about a plane. I think we're in the clear, lads. I think they're in the air.
If you're not familiar with this podcast, as soon as we do this, a day later, something really important happens and we're already out of date because that's wrestling. Also, if not, Scott Hall tweeted, well, better get my taser out.
Very good.
Thank you, Scott Hall.
There was that steel cage match, the feud that'll never end, but maybe it has ended now. Maybe. Because now the Fiend's got nothing to do. Maybe Roman can... I mean John Cena, in fact. Because Roman, I'm assuming, is going to face Goldberg. Surely.
Matt Adam was saying this, when it's all just been about Roman all along.
Sorry, we should save that for the big question at the end, actually.
Yeah. That's what is the big question?
It's how will Super Showdown affect WrestleMania?
Whoa.
That's on the thumbnail.
All the keywords in there. and I think, what was the other... Oh, yeah, this was the cage match, which was a bit house showy. They can probably wrestle each other. I said on my video review of it, they could probably wrestle each other in their sleep at this point because they've wrestled each other so many times recently.
The crowd watch it in their sleep.
No. I felt bad for Angel Garza and Umberto because they put on a good match and the crowd didn't care. Mm. And then Lesnar and Ricochet. Man.
I was shocked at Angel Garza winning clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, but he stole one.
He didn't, though.
No, he didn't, though.
Pinned him to the shoulder.
It wouldn't be clean.
No tights grab or anything, was there? Just outmaneuvered him. No. Out-wrestled him.
He gave him the Bret Hart Bulldog SummerSlam 92 finish.
I feel like there's two weird finishes to talk about. So Lesnar and Ricochet, which went
1 minute 30.
Oh. Yes.
Puppet Jack correctly.
If you watched the lovely live stream, myself and the gimmick that's still going, Puppet Jack, who won with the great play. Wow, you could drink it at the same time.
That's a gif.
And that was a thing. And
so
what we thought it was going to be.
No, I thought he would
get one move in.
Yeah. He ran at him, and then he got suplex loads and then F5'd.
The run was the move. And then we had Bailey.
That's the other way
and Naomi
finish.
In the Paggy shirt match.
I really like that finish.
Did you?
Yeah. Using your surroundings to your advantage. Fantastic.
It would have been, but the shirt was so baggy. She was like, I can easily just like, power this, to be honest with you, lads. But she gave her the mini stroke, I guess, because she was already like half down. And just a migraine, I guess they call that. And that was it, but crowd seemed to be in it.
Yeah, to be fair.
Okay.
What a weird show.
Yeah, it's Saudi Arabia shows are weird because some stuff happens and it's good, but it's a Thursday. A lot of it's dream matches. A lot of it's weird dream matches. Mm. And you're like, okay, cool, that happened. Moving on.
I just wish they'd go one way or t'other because it started off at the greatest Royal Rumble. Babatunde was there. Hiroki
Sumi
was there. It was a complete piss take from start to finish. But gradually, we're getting more and more stuff per show that's canon, and we have to reference it.
Yeah.
I wish there were just piss takes the whole way through.
Right.
You'd just make it more palatable, wouldn't it? But there we go. Can't have everything.
It was all a dream. Or was it? Twice a year. And in other news, the weird situation with Samoa Joe. Mm. So 2 weeks ago, let's see if I get this right, because I've asked our resident news hound, and he's told me this is it. WrestleZone
Aiden's
reported.
That's just resident.
It makes
news
you sound really cool.
Yeah.
Woof woof. Assembly. Woof woof. News. let me explain this. That WrestleZone reported that Samoa Joe had been suspended for failing the wellness, and either they asked or WWE stated, "No, that isn't the case." And then Samoa Joe appeared on Raw. This week, Samoa Joe has been officially suspended on the wellness policy.
Yeah.
So it's been like, hang on, are they saying that? To go, no, all of the news sites are fake. We are real. We've got Ryan Satan, Gurr, and all this. Or was the case, as Aiden the News Hound explained to me, that when someone fails a wellness policy, only Vince and Triple H know about it until the rest of the company know. So he hypothesized that's a real word, that whoever they asked at WWE may have not have known.
Oh.
So I don't know quite what happened there.
Then they had to go, actually, he is.
No, Samojo's all right. And then he got, actually, he has been suspended.
The first one sounds like them more.
Right.
The first scenario.
But apparently this is even worse than this weird situation. It's from doing an advert.
No, that was his injury.
That was his concussion, yeah.
So
he
was injured at the same time. So he was already out of action.
So to clarify, he has actually got a concussion.
He got concussed twice, didn't he? Once on Raw with a barricade thing.
Right.
And then, the separate ones then.
And then
right.
on the commercial shoot, whatever it was, he got injured again somehow.
And then, so that means that even though he's suspended for 30 days, we didn't know when he was coming back anyway.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's a bit of a loophole.
So if he's like, because the 30 days will be up just before WrestleMania, but I can't see him, unfortunately, being on it just because, you know, there's no time to build anything.
What advert was he filming?
I don't know.
No idea.
Did he get concussed?
No.
Concussions are us.
Yeah.
Sell it back.
Here's how you get concussed.
Plonk.
Oh my God.
Don't do that.
Concussions are
us. Just imagine it was just something as bad as that. Samojo walking into a door. Oh, that hurt.
I'm
Here
Samoa
are the symptoms
Joe.
Of being concussed.
And I wrestle on TV, but not like this.
Concussions are funny.
I know, probably left a point. It's more a joke and a concussion.
Yeah, obviously we hope he gets better soon. Yeah, God.
I don't laugh at you. Apart from that, there's not that much news that's worth bringing up.
Gilbert bloody beat The Fiend.
I beat him clean.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
The Fiend ran away.
It got up one. Hey, you. What? Bye-bye.
It was like we were sitting on the street. It was like when a kid would knock the football over an old man's fence and go and ask for it back, and the old man would go, no, put a knife through it, and he just run away.
Sweet. So I think that's all the news because a lot of stuff to talk about. So,
but we've got what we were saying before earlier as well. AEW, it's made their mind up if they haven't had it sorted already, which way to go on Saturday. If they don't have Moxley beating the old man, even though the old man is there every week and he's been one of the highlights of the show, if not the highlight of the show, they're a bit silly, aren't they? Just because obviously the naysayers would be like, oh, the old man won there as well. Wrestling.
Comparing Goldberg to Jericho at the minute's like. Comparing,
I know,
Marks and Spencers to freaking Aldi's.
They had a fight once, then.
And who won?
Jericho.
That's right, baby. He ran towards him, put him in the guillotine. Goldberg said, get off me. He goes, all right. Ran towards him again, put him in the exact same hold again. And the locker room laughed at him. It's how he tells it. I'm sure Goldberg has a completely different version, but I like Jericho's version better because it's funny.
News.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame segment. Always, well, if you thought we were salty before, looking at this. In condescending order, Chris Brooks, third place, 10%.
But.
You stack of bastards.
But, fully deserved.
But.
Changing wrestling one step at a time.
He has recently won a singles belt in DDT, so congrats to him there.
Oh, well, just add a zero after the. Bill Buchanan, second. Higher than Chris Brooks, 18%.
That's the next main event at the next Saudi show. Bill Buchanan versus Chris Brooks. Bull wins, obviously.
Well, Goldberg can't make it.
Yeah. Oh, they could just disguise him.
Just pretend they Bull's just pretend Goldberg.
He put a better match on.
Bull Goldberg.
Goldberg. I didn't know it's not him because he does the kip up and does electro. That's not Bill Goldberg. He'd never do that.
He's far too composed for this situation.
But in first place, Jim Ross, and I quote, how come it can't be cake face? Why is it always going to be pie face? Some people like cake. I like cake.
Yeah.
72%. Home run, out of the park. Well done, Ross.
Should we do it now? By the way, go at the start of the mailbag.
Oh,
because
yes.
we have stats about the Hall of Fame.
It's a great question.
Days.
Should we just do this one now?
Do this one
now.
All
right,
let's
get
back
then.
Just about, it's about stats
breaking
about the
law,
Hall of Fame.
Breaking the law. Mailbag, hello. Watch me read this out in like half an hour like an idiot. As mentioned, I have gone back through every podcast to collate the statistics for the Hall of Fame segment. Please see the attached spreadsheet that contains all the data and most importantly, the key statistics, including who has the most winning nominations, most appearances, winning percentages, winning streaks, and the categories of who have won. I know you like statistics, oh boy, and hope this will provide an interesting discussion topic on one of your next podcasts. I remember on a recent podcast, someone says it was close between who had the most wins. It isn't. Ross is way out in front. We didn't need an Excel to tell us that, but oh, here we go. Are you ready for Brad Pitt and Moneyball? Yes. Here we go. Ross, 47. Jack, 26.
That's good.
Mafu, 22. I didn't realize it was that high. Sweet.
Well, we're always on it. Now you'll get, right.
Oh, Adam, 9.
Which I think means that Adam wins every time he comes
of
on the podcast.
Of course he does. Yeah. He's Pacitti.
Yeah.
All he does is tweet out pictures and goes, windmills. 3,000 likes in 10 minutes. Like, wait, what?
Windmills.
That's it. And that picture's proper picture.
That is
he's going to do it now after he sees it.
He is. That's my favourite thing you've ever said on the podcast. Windmills, Pacitti. Oh. I'm going to start calling windmills, Pacitti. Sam 3, right.
Matthew wins most appearances with 105 out of 110. Now so I'm the John Moxley of the show.
Now 106.
Ooh. Ross wins longest winning streak with 6 weeks in a row.
Get in.
That'll be the name of the podcast later on.
Talk I am the
about your life at Cultaholic.
Undertaker. Or Mansoor. That's been all fitting.
Yeah.
I'm the Mansoor of the podcast.
Jack has the highest percentage vote for a winner with 86% for William Regal shouting War Games.
Yeah,
I was like, didn't even do anything the rest of that week, did you? But also has the lowest votes. I didn't know this. Sorry. Also has the lowest vote share of 1% for Ian Wright.
Ian
I forgot
Wright.
About that week, 1%.
I put like £2 on him to win the jungle as well before realizing on this podcast live, that was my live reaction to finding out that Ross told me Ian Wright's not actually that likable.
It was
camp.
Horrible. In
yeah,
the
I remember you.
I was like, on my £2?
Sorry. As for the categories of winners in the Hall of Fame, there are 24 wrestlers, 42 wrestling-themed winners, 19 non-wrestling-themed winners, and 23 Cultaholic-themed winners. That's a nice
winners.
Way of saying that. Of which the personal item, which can say they're in the Hall of Fame the most times, is Ross with 4 entries for your marriage to Sam, your black jeans, your Rusev tweet T-shirt, and just yourself. Please note for the percentages, this only goes back to episode 47, when he started giving the actual number of vote results.
Okay.
I see.
I love the detail in this.
I love this guy. The rest of the stats go back to the beginning. Hope you enjoy this and probably have a good laugh too.
Oh,
keep up the amazing work you all do. Richard Butcher.
Thank you, Richard.
What a nice man, Richard
wow,
Butcher.
Thank you, Richard
brilliant.
Butcher. Phil.
He sent in his
1%
own...
for Ian Wright.
He sent in his own WTF moment script for Backlash 2000 as well. He's on the ball, is Richard Butcher.
Lovely.
Anyway, this right week's order. Hall of Fame. Are we getting gone?
Oh,
yeah,
well, you...
let's do it.
Well, very far ahead, so you can go first, Ross.
I've been on a streak of wrestling-themed suggestions, so I'm going to go out of the wrestling sphere and nominate Biscoff Spread. I had a cheat day on Saturday, right? So with a girlfriend, we're like, well, we'll have our pancake day on Saturday. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're perusing the aisles looking for something to spread on because I'm very much the Jim Cornette of the pancake world. Lemon, sugar, fold. That's me normally doing me pancakes.
Like maple syrup.
No.
Golden syrup.
It was just a squirty lemon, bit of sugar, fold.
Yeah.
But she's a bit more flamboyant. And Biscoff Spreadable came into the discussion. We saw it on the...
Biscoff? Is it the little biscuits?
But it's like a spread.
Right, flavoured
and I never had it before. And it's imagine, just like a thick, you know, sweet... textured spreadable thing, but it tastes of digestive biscuits and it's lovely.
That does sound good.
Oh, put that on a pancake,
had
I tell you.
Had she tried it before? Did she say I'd recommend it right
She was like, Ross, I need to be there when you try it for the first time. So I was like, fine, we'll make it a moment.
But she was right.
Knocked my socks off, it did. So Biscoff Spreadable. Especially on a pancake.
This is great. It's the best episode of the podcast.
It was just, you're going, well, my girlfriend's a bit more adventurous than me.
Come on, boy.
And he went, ooh, la-di-da.
Because it's, I know I would say more la-di-da because she's more flamboyant than lemon, sugar, full.
Sure, lemon, sugar, full, done.
What's your top pancake topping?
Chopped strawberry with whipped cream.
Ooh.
Ooh, saucy, a bit kinky.
I like to brag. What about yourself, Jack?
I like golden syrup. Yeah, it's good.
Do you get the stuff in the can or squirty stuff?
Either. I think I prefer the squirty. I'm not sure, actually. Don't know. I didn't have any this year. Didn't play long.
No.
Wish I had. Mm. So I was fine until about sort of 8, 9 o'clock at night when everyone started uploading their pictures on social media. I was like, I wish I'd had some pancakes. But never mind.
They are good pancakes.
Yeah.
There you go, Biscoff Spread.
Wow, that's... Why even bother after that, Jack? According to stats, got them out of luck here. Well, it's going to be close because I was thinking about this the other day, being the relatable tap with the Oatly oat milk. So many people like, yeah, soy boys unite. I am going to go with instead the BLT.
Oh.
I think... I feel like it's I not an understatement. Now. Any, yeah. Okay, while I'm doing this, you think of your sandwich topic.
Any particular brand of BLT or just the concept?
The concept.
Ooh.
Meal deal BLTs, absolutely not. Get that away from me. The ones you want are the proper ones. You go to a proper cafe, and not even a cafe, just a place that says, we do food. And you go in and it's some 8-year-old woman going, what do you want? You're going to get a mint BLT from there. The pan hasn't been cooked in weeks. And you can smell the tabs that they're having. It's going to be the best BLT you ever have. Because it's that combination. I don't know who discovered it, but bacon's great. Baps are great.
That also means boobies.
Lettuce.
Depending on where in the country you are, Matthew meant bread buns.
This is one. Yeah, wait, do you say buns up here?
Yeah, I was
saying bacon bun, bacon butty.
Yeah.
Rolls down south are the same.
Yeah.
Have you seen the map that you came up with, like...
Oh, yeah.
Cob, balm, various different balm words.
Cake's the weirdest, isn't it? Yorkshire, yeah. Balm cake.
Sometimes we say stotty for a big...
Like, stotty.
Yeah. That's a Newcastle one.
That is. But they're all good. As long as they have bacon,
right.
Lettuce, and tomato. And again, I don't know how they came up with it. Maybe some guy was cooking food and like the cat knocked the stuff out. Oh, no, me bacon's and me lettuce and tomato. And went... Oh, this is it. Larry, come and try this. And then I just spread around the village. But wow, what a sandwich filler.
Fair enough.
Not the dog toy bacon you get from meal deals. Proper bacon with less than tomorrow, who cares? Yeah, it's the best.
I often think that about cows, me. Like, who was the first person to milk a cow?
That's weird.
It's absolutely mind-boggling.
And then who was the first person to discover cheese? You've milked the cow and you've left it.
A lazy pervert.
Yeah. Oh.
So
I'm not going for a food one. Because something happened to me the other day, this week. So I need to tell this story. So I'm nominating the woman that I helped on Tuesday, I think it was. So we've mentioned on this podcast before, or on certain videos before at least, that now we have a new sort of bit of the office, which is in a different... You got to go outside and round to get to the new bit of the office. I was going round to the other bit of the office, and there was a woman out there, an older woman, probably about sort of 60s, mid-60s, I'd say. And she'd just been dropped off by, I'm guessing, her daughter. A younger woman had dropped her off. She was driving away. The woman's there in, like, leggings and, like, fitness gear. And she's there, and the last just goes, right, see you later, bye. Can I get out this way? Yeah, okay, cool. Drives off. The woman's like, is this number 5? And I'm like, yeah, that's number 5. And she's like, all right, I'm here for the fitness class. I was like, oh, no, this is not the number 5 you're looking for.
Adam Pacitti's aerobics.
So I'm like...
Do you like windmills?
So I'm like, well, do you know the name of the address? And she just keeps telling me the name of the fitness class. It's called, like fitness 55 plus. It's for older women, basically. Older women. I didn't say old women. And she's like, not being that, she knows that it's near the Hancock, the museum near here. So we go to the Hancock, the Biscuit Factory. I didn't walk her all the way down to the Hancock.
I was going to say, she's really lost.
No, the Biscuit Factory. So go in there, tell the woman at the front desk, the woman's about her age. They just start talking over each other. I'm there just like, she probably thinks I'm like her grandson or something, and this has all gone really badly. So I'm just stuck to this woman now. I'm like, I need to get back to work. She's like, oh, you're being such a help. And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. Let's find it. Come on. I'm trying to like get a move on. She's like, oh, you know, my grandkids want us to start doing this. I'm like, oh. She's a nice woman in that. But I'm like, starts asking what I do. I don't bother going into it because she won't know. I'm like, I write for a website. She went, do you enjoy it? I went, yeah, I enjoy writing. She went, if it's in your blood, then it's in your blood. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Eventually find this... row of like low warehouses, numbered 1 to 5, yeah. And one's a gym. And yeah. I was like, thank God for that. And as we approach, another class has just finished, unless she was just really late for this one. These older women come out. We're like, is this thing? Yes. And barely said thank you.
thank you
so much. Bang, in to do our weights and that. It wasn't too nasty. She was all right about it. But I'm thinking, this daughter who dropped her off, I could have been anyone. I know I don't look like a thug, but I could have been. And she saw me talking to her as she drove away.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
So I wondered if she just won't believe her. Like, she's like, Mom, did you find her all right? No, I had to get her. And she's like, oh, yeah, whatever. She just drops her off there every week. I'm worried now.
Yeah. She'll get dropped off, say, I'll just find... Buzz, yeah. Is Jack in?
Yeah. But she's like, you've got to go and take your woman to this fitness class now. Might start going with her.
Yeah. This is the start of a beautiful relationship, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. In what way? In what sense?
You'll be bathing her next.
Yeah.
She's not that old. In fact, the voice I put on for her was probably a bit, done a bit of a disservice to her there.
Hello.
No, it's just she didn't sound as old.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. No, she was...
What's your nomination for the Hall of Fame?
The woman that I helped. Because, I mean, clearly her daughter didn't care enough. But
we should fight. What was the car, Reg?
Don't know.
Let's put it on here.
Flashing up at the bottom.
The owner of this car is irresponsible.
Your mom was lost. Anyway, mine's the woman going to that fitness class. And fair play to her as well for being older and going to a fitness class. Fair play. It was her first week. Hope she sticks to it.
Wonderful. Thank you for that story, Jack.
That's all right.
I speak on behalf of thousands watching right now. Yep. And for the purpose of voting at patreon.com/cultaholic, we'll call that Jack's story. AKA third place.
Oh, I need some.
Other votes for second and first are the BLT and Ross's Biscoff
spread.
Like Eric Biscoff.
Kind of, aye.
Right, okay, cool. Don't got that established. And you can vote for any of those wonderful patron choices by going to the thing we just said, so Mr. Butcher can keep the stats going for next time we do these.
That says!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This week in the wrestling. It's this bloody week in the wrestling.
This week in wrestling.
Oh, yeah, we've got to talk about the other.
Not if it matters now.
Nothing really matters. Tucker confronts Mandy about Valentine's
SmackDown,
Day.
SmackDown, sorry, yeah, SmackDown. We're talking. You just went for it. I was like,
I beg your pardon.
But yes.
SmackDown, so I'm going to skip ahead a minute. he asks why she texted Otis to tell him she was running late. Mandy seems confused. Could it have been Sonya who sent the text? Or John Laurinaitis?
That's what I think. What do you think?
I've got a huge scope on
I
Saturday.
Saw this.
Have you?
Tucker is a guilty manny. That's what I Continue. Talk amongst yourselves for a second. I need to find it.
I'm just building this up because Ross has got, he's in this story now. He's got an inside.
This better be referenced on SmackDown.
Direct from the mouth. Like direct. He's in there. He's a detective.
He's in where?
So on Saturday.
In this story.
On Saturday, I tweeted, can't believe some absolute cock womble would stitch up Mandy Rose like that. She had no idea about the text saying she was going to be late for the date. Who the F would want a meddle in Mandy and Otis's business? Tucker then quote tweets at Matthew and says, watch it, Ross. You're treading in dangerous waters here. Tell me he's not a guilty man. Tell me.
J'accuse. Oh, my God.
That is an insecure man realizing what he's done and he's taking out his anger on innocent YouTubers.
Why would he do it, though?
Because he wants Mandy all for himself, or he wants Otis all for himself. One of the two.
Or for tag team success, right?
Probably the latter, just for the sake of his career.
I can't wait for Tucky's comes out in a suit and goes, I don't owe any of you an explanation.
You people.
I've always hated you. There we go.
I thought it was going to be Sonya.
I thought of that until that.
Whoa. I think they seem like they like each other.
Sonya and Mandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Oh, maybe that's it.
Sonya
you can do better than him.
Sonya doesn't want to lose Mandy as well. Tag team success.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who knows what might happen?
Best thing on SmackDown, though.
Yeah,
right?
By a mile.
By default. Braun Strowman and Elias beats, oh Christ, this match, beats Cesaro and Nakamura in a Symphony of Destruction match, which is a Megadeth pun. It's the second one they did after Braun and Elias battled each other with cellos and pianos and stuff. And that,
Braun had that
crazy
bass.
Little feud. Yeah.
He was playing as a bass, yeah.
Right. Lots of fun spots. Sammy with the ukulele.
That was mint.
Yeah.
But nothing.
Cesaro with the cowbell, because of that one SNL sketch. That was funny.
Yep.
And Nakamura hitting the Kinshasa on a gong. And then, really awkward, horrible finish. Strowman pins Nakamura after a power slam onto a piano. Which, like, yeah, this will be great. He hit that thing.
But he split the back of his head open.
Yeah, his head.
By
the
power
slam.
Oh. And then Strowman fell backwards and, like, cut his under tit on the table.
Another pause there for under tit. Yeah, slammed him onto what was presumably, I'm not going to say like a real piano, but something that resembled a real piano in how it was built. So instead of it going like crumbling, like flake chocolate, that thing just no-sold them. And Nakamura to go, oh, blood, great.
Yeah.
It was a fun match.
I love the
match. It was. Yeah. I just don't want people dying over a piano spot.
Yeah,
Jesus.
True.
But yeah, nah, lots of fun. Just don't die. The Bella Twins appear in a moment of bliss and are officially confirmed as Hall of Fame inductees. Suck it, dirt cheats. Brian comes out to celebrate with them before beating Heath Slater in a rematch with Drew Gulak commentating.
I forgot to mention Gulak was there, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So they're building something there. If we got Gulak Brian on TV, that'd be nice. Mm. It's nice that the Bella Twins have gone from people who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame because of the huge success of Total Bellas / Divas and that epic title reign for like, what, nearly a year?
2015, yeah. Nikki Bella, yeah.
To the women who have revolutionized the women's division in WWE. I'm like, no, wait. That's not what happened.
I hate when they do that, though.
Yeah.
Because it just hampers. It's not their fault. It's like, I go back to that SummerSlam thing I always mention. It wasn't their fault the WWE were like, here, you pass the torch to Ronda. They don't ask to do that, do they?
Yeah. No. I watched the first episode, by the way, of Ruthless Aggression. I was like,
what a load of...
Apparently it gets better.
Episodes 2 and 3 were a lot better.
They got Jindrak in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody
hell. The
biggest
third episode.
Star in Mexico.
Right. The Evolution episode's got good reviews. It's only the first one. I think the shock is them going, well, you know.
I think
it was time for a change of that logo.
Yeah. They go really in depth with how close Jindrak got and how Triple H hated him and stuff like that. It was really good.
Did they talk about how Triple H didn't like him?
Yeah, we said like...
Because they decided on Batista already. Batista got injured. And so Vince is like, just put another big guy in. And Triple H said, no, Batista's really good.
So then Triple H and Flair ask Orton and Jindrak to ride with them. And apparently just... I think the quote Triple H said was riding with Orton and Jindrak was like riding with third graders. And then apparently, I don't know how to take this. He was like, at one point, they had one of the spinny wheels that makes animal noises. And then it cuts to a shot of Randy Orton going, this is a Tasmanian devil.
What? Is this real?
Yeah, it's like a Spigen, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Kids. Is that an old shot of Randy Orton? Is he doing it now? All right.
In 2003, just about, yeah.
What?
He stood next to Jindrak, and Jindrak's looking like a goof, like a high school jock. Yeah, the cool one. No, this is a Tasmanian devil.
Hey. How dare you have fun? But yeah, moving on. Goldberg.
Bubba Ray Dudley in that documentary, though, is hilarious.
Oh, because he talks about the match.
They're like, conflicting reports happened. Some say that they just had a sit-down talk in the background. Some others say that Bubba Ray shouted at Randy Orton. And Bubba's like, I remember this happening. And he's clearly remembering what actually happened.
Yeah, Batista wrote in his book about how much of a prick Bubba was. And so that's been the story for years. And then Bubba's like, maybe I said something like that.
They left that line in as well, where Batista's like, Bubba Ray was a dick. Left it in the documentary.
For people who don't know this match, was it a house show match?
No, it was on Raw, wasn't it?
I think it was a house show.
I think
they show clips on the documentary, but like whatever match it was. Of the four people in the match, three people got injured. And I believe it was Bubba who shouted at Orton because Orton landed on Bubba and he injured his ankle doing so.
They did a double flapjack and obviously Devon and Bubba had one leg each. And on the way down, somehow Orton's ankle got under Bubba.
Oh.
And Bubba landed on Orton's ankle, broke Orton's ankle, but also injured himself. And the clip on the thing ends with people forget that, but this is Bubba Ray Dudley saying, people forget that Bubba Ray also got injured that match.
Well, that's why they thought he was a prick because he yelled at Orton, you hurt me by injuring me. And Orton's injured as well, going, oh, sorry, pal. Yeah. You did the move.
What was it? Batista tore his bicep off his arm.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. Shame.
And Devon's like,
he's coming.
Goldberg cuts a promo on The Fiend.
God, it's like revisiting the scene of the crime now.
Anyway, I can't remember this.
Just blah, blah. Bray appears on the Tron. Hi, Bill. The lights go out. The Fiend is in the ring. Goldberg literally does not care and goes, "You're behind me, Fiend."
And spears him.
Spears him. Lights go out. And the Fiend bravely runs away.
Yeah. It was a shocking preview of what was to come. Yeah.
We should have known. I mean, we did know, didn't we? Just didn't want to believe it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Moving on to Raw. Orton opens the show. There's interrupt by Owens. Actually, before they get this bit, Edge, beg your pardon, Orton starts going on about last time we were here in somewhere in Canada.
Winnipeg,
yeah. Thank you. Winnipeg, 10 years, 15 years ago, someone slapped me and I thought he was a friend to me. Crowd goes, Y2J, Y2J. Edge. Edge, literally the guy I'm feuding with on TV right now. Well done, Winnipeg. So Owens comes out, wants to know why he destroyed Edge and Matt Hardy. They clash in the main event, but the ref gives all... Ref gives Orton the win with a fast count. Seth Rollins urges Orton to kill Owens. Owens fights him off and rips off the referee's shirt to reveal a Rollins shirt. He puts the ref through a table. I actually thought this was funny.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Didn't you not like it?
No, I didn't like it. No, I thought it was silly. Why did the ref wear a shirt?
Because Rollins
secretly.
So we all know, like, wait, why was that a fast count? He's got Seth's shirt on.
Yeah, but Rollins is like a religious cult leader and he's making people follow him, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's doing what Bray Wyatt never could.
Is he the exalted one in the Dark Order?
Maybe. That would be fantastic.
Imagine that.
But I like it, me. Like, the one problem I had with Bray Wyatt back in the day was, like, he turned's the wrong word to use. What's the word I'm looking for?
Converted
Orton and Bryan for little bits and Strowman, Harper and Rowan for full time.
Yeah.
He should be doing more than that, shouldn't he? Being a cult leader. Should be thousands of them, like the NWO.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, but now Rollins is doing it with referees and stuff. But okay. It wasn't a normal referee, was it? He was from Evolve or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was an Evolve dude.
Yeah.
So he probably didn't get paid for that appearance. Garza beats Carrillo and continues to be brilliant.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I just thought, yeah.
It's nice and simple with them too, isn't it? We have a Women's Elimination Chamber contract signing, hosted by Lawler. And he was the most over dude because apparently Winnipeg's big Saudi Arabia fans. Shayna arrives.
Last time they were there was 20.
Yeah, I was gonna say 15 years ago. Like, Lola, you gonna do a heart punch tonight? No.
Where's Jim Ross?
Yeah. Shayna arrives late, and there is tension. Also, Asuka has to go evil Japanese.
I thought it was weird how like she was the only woman to speak in that segment. Like English isn't their first language. It was weird.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things. But Natalia can get up, go away.
In Canada?
We're getting the big standoff with the two best, anyway, in my opinion, NXT Women's Champions of all time, Shayna and Asuka, were thinking, oh, this is going to be good. In she comes, Natalia, and splits it up.
Like, I'm the best. I'm the best. It's like, hey, my dad is Jim the Anvil, anyway. Natalia attacks Shayna. Liv attacks Ruby Riot.
I like Liv just thinking it's kicking off. I'm just going to hit her. Yeah. Here we go. That was good.
And all breaks down. Becky joins the fray to brawl with Shayna to remind us that she is definitely winning the chamber match.
Well, yeah, because the champion comes out and brawls with one person.
Yeah.
And I'd be really shocked if Shayna doesn't win this. Mm. Really shocked.
It is like Becky and Shayna plus more exciting wrestlers.
I guess they've got other stories going into it, like Liv and Ruby. There'll be more feuds going on in that match. But the only title feud that is got to be Shayna winning.
Yeah. It's almost like them having gimmick pay-per-views at certain times of year. Anyway, Anjo Dawkins faces Murphy, but Rollins runs in after about a minute for the DQ.
I'm not having this feud. Oh, poor man.
Mm. Yes, he is.
No.
It becomes Rollins versus Montez Ford, which turns out to be good. Rollins wins.
Yeah, they've got good chem.
Yeah. Any issues? Moving on to AW Dynamite.
Oh, another brilliant episode. I don't want to sound biased, but after we've just watched Super Showdown, it's hard not to be.
Right. Kenny Omega beats Pac. An excellent 30-minute Iron Man match. Thank you very much to the guy who had the Cultaholic sign during this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when the Jody's on screen, we appreciate that. 2-1 after sudden death overtime. Orange Cassidy versus Pac instead of afterwards.
I can't avoid me.
And we got not only a proper Jody. Are you taking that piss, Tony Schiavone?
But then,
he
swore, didn't he?
Clear as day, quiet as hell, so no one noticed it.
Steady now.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it, but there was some effing and blinding.
Oh, was what there?
The, Tony didn't put the microphone down far enough, so it caught him.
Good. What are you thinking?
Pac got screwed. Oh, the Young Bucks are just allowed to help Kenny back into the ring, are they?
Yeah, they want him to be battered, so it'd be easy picking on the tag match.
You know, oh, yeah.
Point ahead, clever like wrestler.
It was a great match. It was a really, really good one. But it's not a surprise, is it? Because it's Pac and Kenny Omega.
It's the big match Omega that people want to see, and it makes sense given that Pac's beating up Nakazawa and had Nyla Rose beat up
Riho. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm all right for these crazy kick-out stuff when it's means something. It's a I hate you, Pac.
Yeah, it was good. Really good match.
Yeah.
I like how it was at the start of the show as well. So that was nice. Tired at the end thinking, oh, it was another half an hour match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's loads of tension in a sit-down interview with Jim Ross between the Bucks and Omega Page.
I've put Omega / Page. You just call them Omega Page.
Oh, Omega. Yeah, they joined together.
Yeah.
Page storms off after Nick calls him a Ring of Honor jobber. Ooh. Before they brought him into the Bullet Club. I mean, you can't sue him for slander.
Right, I know Ross's answer, I think, but whose side are you on? Who do you want to win? Who are you rooting for in this one? Who's the good guy in this feud?
I can't wait for Paige to get angry at Omega being so spent at using 110% to take on Pac that they lose the tag titles, and Paige just slaps him daft.
I want Paige to kick the piss out of the Young Bucks. They have been horrible to him. Awful, awful friends. Awful, condescending, superior arseholes.
The man's got a drink problem.
Yeah.
And they just stand there going, oh, you got a drink, have you?
Oh, no.
Rather than taking that man to one side and putting him in rehab or something. I don't know what people do.
not only that, in this interview, it's almost RVD levels of conceited behavior. They're like, yeah, you know, we'll shake hands after we've won, blah, blah, blah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I want Paige to win, but he's not going to.
See, I don't know what part of the Young Bucks is them trying to do that. Oh, that's just them. I can't even tell if they're trying to be bad guys. It's just the Young Bucks.
Were you ever backstage when they were planning out a match?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, it's so funny. So they were planning out this big multi-man match. It's like them and like three other tag teams in a match at WCPW. And they obviously call the match. They're the ones planning everything out. And they're so funny because like wrestlers, UK wrestlers are really casual and like quite calm when they're calling a match. The Bucks are like, right, we'll run over here, do a super kick. Suck it! Run over here. It's so funny. They're so like enthusiastic. And you've just got like these ICW lads standing there like, aye, right. It's so good.
I remember the story, I can't remember which interview it was, but someone was saying, oh, it's funny seeing the Young Bucks call their matches backstage because they go, we'll do this sequence.
It's Ospreay says it.
The crowd will be going, chanting, this is awesome, yeah, so we'll have a breather. Like they'll know when the crowd start chanting that.
For this is awesome. I think it's Ospreay who says it.
So instead of a chin lock, it's just like, all right, okay chance all the way left. 3, 2, 1, God. Super kick.
Sam made a good point actually on Pitcher, said he wants them to go heel again. And I'd like to see
it. They don't really do much for me as a face. Like they do, the way they go on is very heelish just anyway, just naturally. Mm-hmm. And they've got this new book coming out where you can learn all about their story from start to finish.
So it was a documentary. Oh, no, it's a book.
It's a book, yeah.
Oh.
And then Hangman
The Young
Page.
Book.
Oh, right.
It might actually be called. I don't know.
It's like called Killing the Business from Something to Something. I can't remember what it was.
From East Coast to West Coast.
Hangman's got his children's book coming out, which makes me feel that Omega might turn on him and reform the original Elite, the three of them.
Is it the cowboy that came to dinner or what? Like
it's called like Adam's Magical. Adam's Roundup. Come on in. He's the rootinest, tootinest cowboy in the wild, wild west.
Adam's Roundup.
It's Adam something about him. It's got a buzzard in the background like Marty Scurll.
Oh.
That's all I remember from the cover.
Oh,
it's about all them, the lads,
the elite lads.
Kenny Omega's like the worst friend as well, because he sat there and JR's like, now, not to be disrespectful to the champions, but I literally think that the Young Bucks are still the best tag team in the world. And Kenny's like, it was almost an accident that we became champions, and we'd love to emulate their level of success and competition when we enter the ring. Hangman's there, just like, what? I'm looking forward to that match a lot.
When Paige first started in AEW, I was like, he's just here because he's mates with these. He's the elite version of Dr. Luther. But he is. That was at the start of AEW Dynamite. Now it's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
I like him better than all the others now. He's great. Well done for turning that round. Moxie and Jericho do the weigh-in. As people point out, we're on about like completely different weight classes. I'm like, shut up, fake. JR is really impressed by the ring girls.
Oh, I forgot about that. What's that?
Whoa.
Then when the lads are setting up the scales in the ring and whatnot, damn, I thought there was a bunch of marks in the ring.
And Gary Michael Capetta dusted off the cobwebs off him, bless him.
Jericho.
You weird little man.
We were all thinking it.
Yeah. It's in a brawl, shockingly. Dustin comes out and brawls with Hagar in the concourse.
The Dippin' Dots.
Allen comes out and Sammy breaks a skateboard over his head. Jericho hits Moxie with a paradigm shift and stands tall.
Right now was a shoot headbutt.
No. I think he bled too much and cleanly. I think he went down. And
he's had stitches, hasn't he? That looked real in the picture. He's had 7 stitches there.
Maybe it was. Yeah. What did Owens do when he headbutted Vince? Did Vince already have a pre-wound?
That was what they were saying, wasn't it? They did a little nick backstage. It was weakened and then Owens just hit there. And
I couldn't believe it when that happened. That was mint.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was great, right? But then sadly, a week later, Vince said, you know what? We need to do that thing where the draft wild card can happen and then Raw can have 5 people and SmackDown. Because Kevin, never do that again. NXT was yesterday, or whatever, by the time this comes out, and I didn't watch it, so hopefully these results will sound really exciting. Regal announces tournament for the women's division. Oh, goody. 2 finalists will compete in a ladder match at TakeOver Tampa for the #1 contendership.
Yeah, good. Sounds good. Because they've not got a women's title match, because that's going to be on WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So yeah, makes sense.
Finn Balor cuts a promo, but is cut off by Bartel and Aigner. But they're from NXT UK.
Sometimes.
They say he hasn't done one thing.
Become the WWE UK champion, Finn.
He's like,
a belt that's only been around for about 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah. He's like, I was Universal Champion at one point or whatever. Balor attacks, but they beat him down.
Well, his whole promo was like, I've done this, I've done that, I've been in Japan, I've been all over the place. And then they went, well, there's one thing you've not done.
I tried to get away from there. Thanks.
Yeah.
So people are going, oh, goody, we're going to get Balor versus Volteret. As you say this bit quietly, NXT, then it's a bit loudly, UK TakeOver Dublin, and you go back to talking
UK
normally.
Dublin.
Yes. Dublin Mania.
To be fair, if they were doing a show in, like, Madrid, they could call it NXT UK TakeOver Madrid, because it's NXT UK still. It's just, I know it's a politically sensitive, it doesn't matter, I'm going to stop talking.
I know what you mean, we all know what you mean, but it's best if we move on. Yeah. Ciampa beats Austin Theory in a good match. Thanks for coming, Austin Theory. Gargano attacks afterwards.
Yes.
Oh.
What was the thing?
What thing?
I saw a gif of that. I didn't actually see the beatdown itself, but Gargano had a thing on his leg when he's doing Ciampa's taunt on the apron.
Was it? I didn't watch this bit closely. I've got to admit. I think it might have been just a DIY, because it was blue and white, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a shirt.
Just a DIY shirt? Maybe. Oh. I'm not too sure. The bit I was taken aback by was Big Demo.
Oh,
beat Jonah Rock. I thought Jonah Rock was on the uppity-up, and Big Demo was just there. But clearly not. Clearly it might be the other way around. I was shocked.
Before we talk about the main event, there was another thing I forgot as well, which is that Mia Yim had that match. And no, was it Jia
Li? Yeah.
Yes. And then Dakota and...
Friend. Raquel.
Raquel.
Martinez, maybe?
Came out and they... But yeah. The
woman who did the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They inserted.
See, I remember the name because I didn't know who she was.
Who did it be? Was it Yim? Yeah, it was Yim.
That's what she did at TakeOver.
Oh. Yeah, and that's what the table did at TakeOver. That was good, Ross. Write that one down.
She got Yim got distracted and Lee rolled her up.
And then they beat up Yim.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Because that's a thing that happened. Yeah. And then Rhea Ripley proved she's an arsehole.
This is the only thing that was on Twitter that I laughed at.
I forgot,
Charlotte Flair beat Bianca Belair clean. But luckily for her, though, good friend Rhea Ripley was here to save the day. But not before doing a little taunt. She's made her entrance via WWF WrestleMania 2000 for the N64.
The music hits. Charlotte's halfway in the ring with the chair. She wraps the chair around the ankle. She quickly goes, bang, breaks her ankle. While this is happening, Rhea's doing a full way thing at the top of the ramp.
Yeah.
You got to get your photo opportunities done.
But here comes Rhea Ripley. Oh, wait a minute. Get up.
Aye.
So that was NXT.
So much for that friendship. What, they were sisters in NXT and all that malarkey?
Friendship with Rhea Ripley over now Charlotte is my best friend. Yeah. That was the wrestling this week. God, there was a lot of it.
Yeah
it was.
Yeah,
hope they beat the Fiend.
Let's have a rummage in our mailbags.
And let's have a look in the rest of the mailbag. Mm. Hey, diddlers. Yay. Lately, work has really sucked, and my boss has been really annoying me. Oh. What is your favorite attempted... Jesus Christ.
I've just seen that.
What is your favorite attempted murder scenario in wrestling? This could be anything from a hit and run to caskets being set on fire to that electric chair thing from Thunderdome. Oh, yeah, right. Personally, I like anything to do with Kane or Undertaker's lightning because it's so outlandish that I don't even question my authority isn't involved. Anyways, Fridays are always nice because I get to chill out in my cubicle an hour before leaving work and listen to the podcast. Gotta help you haven't put your real name on this. It's a great way to start my weekend. Thanks for everything you've done and cheers. Joshua Quest. Sounds like a real name.
Does it sound like a real name?
Oh, he's getting signed to NXT.
Yeah. So, what's Joshua Quest doing?
He's in a quest to be the best. A favorite attempted murder scenario. That's a good one.
You're quite big on the whole kayfabe crimes thing, aren't you?
Yeah, because people get away with murder, don't they? Yeah. Literally, sometimes. But my two favorites, well, me top one is Triple H in the car with Austin. Don't do it! And the other one just came to mind there was The Rock getting squashed with a crate, although I guess Mankind didn't go all the way with that one, just enough to keep him down with a camera angle and whatnot.
Yeah. It was very nice and gentle, actually. Yeah.
Big Al, Super Brawl 2000, Tank Abbott.
I could kill you. I could. He says he's going to shave him. Awesome. That's good. I'm going to go with when Undertaker and Paul Bearer got Austin. I can't remember how they got to that, but I assume they tried to like put some formaldehyde or whatever. And then they were going to...
embalm him.
Embalm him,
that's it. Not take the bits of him out. What's that called?
We're going to actually kill him.
Yeah, we're going to embalm him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stone Raw.
Stick the thing in his chest.
Yeah.
Undertaker nearly killed Paul Bearer. In the cement.
I know. It's a concrete crypt.
Because
I love that episode of Bruce Prussia.
He had to win the match to save his life, and then he won the match and did it anyway. Yeah.
And it was really dangerous because it was against Bubba Dudley, and Bubba was in an injuring mood that day. Because it had been all of 2 years since he'd injured someone.
Random one from quite recently, past few years. James Storm pushed Mickey James on some train tracks.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out of nowhere. The story came out of nowhere.
Because... that was a rip-off of House of Cards. I'm not giving spoilers to something, but...
Yes, it is.
It was a complete rip-off of something that happened on there. That person died, because that's what happens when you get hit by a train. And so they had to go on TNA's Twitter, it goes, she's not dead.
Was there a train even there?
That was the implication.
The lights go down the station, don't they?
Yeah. Right. And then did she ever come back, or did she pop up in WWE?
She came back, she had a train on her head.
What?
I'm steaming mad. Moving on.
I'll send you off the rails.
That was way better than mine.
It wasn't, Matthew. It was awful. It was horrible. Try to think of more.
Okay, yeah, right.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
Very good.
I've been training really hard.
I'm really mad at you, which is just awful.
That's just as good.
Yeah.
Moving on, please, God. Greetings from your friend in Newcastle, Australia, once again. Oh, you got me. Apparently, Newcastle, Australia was known for its coal.
Really?
I thought that was a joke, but someone told me recently, it's like, yeah, like this Newcastle, that's why they named it after.
Also 3 miles from London. Sorry, hours, not miles. Big difference.
Yeah. I know what you meant. Yeah, 3 miles. Last time I mailed in, Matthew insulted me for learning in 20... Oh, this dude. Last time I mailed in, Matthew insulted me for learning in 2019 that toaster settings is time-based, not heat/intensity-based.
I remember this now. Yes.
I'm laughing again thinking about it. This has crushed me. I can't sleep, I can't drink, and I certainly can't consume anything toasted. Matthew, more like Matthew suck.
Yeah.
That's good, that.
It's kind of promo.
Yeah, my question, I'm cutting the promo on myself.
Yeah.
My question for all you lads. What were you like at school?
Yeah, fair. Fair one.
Nerds, jocks, bullies, in brackets, obviously Maffin. Right on all the young kids, and goes, hey, how do you toast? That's wrong. Did any of the Cultaholic lads go to school together and or were friends throughout their schooling years?
No.
I think I would have been friends with Jack at school, and now.
Cheers.
Given his humour and the punk rock.
Get in.
However, keep my distance on transport to or from school, given the bus bows. Is that a term?
Well, that's when I told the story originally. My mate at uni, Simon, would be like, oh, I just got the PR2 down in the town, had a bit of a bus bow because of the vibration.
Right.
So, yeah. And
right.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to check it out on Urban Dictionary. I already know that.
And then they'd be like, it would develop into like, got a lecture bow the other, just like stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
That wasn't me, that was Simon. Some lecture. Simon who got lecture bows, not me. No, I did geography.
I've had a podcast bow.
Oh, no, I've never had a podcast bow.
I'm having one over this. I already know that math spoo, like vomiting, was the Millhouse of his school back in 1974.
Oh, get him. Oh, no.
I say that assuming Millhouse grew up to be popular based on someone else's idea. Much love to the rest of you. Jared, a.k.a. Harry Buspo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right, Harry.
He's already dead.
Wow. Mate, you might have to be in the Hall of Fame one day. That was amazing. Wow.
It's the roast of Matthew.
God, that was good, though. And if you're going to roast me, at least you'd be funny, and he was funny.
Even like they do on Real Roast, he took a side shot of me, even though I wasn't anywhere in the picture.
Collateral damage. What was the question?
What were you like at school?
Oh, what was it like at school?
What were you like
you have
at
to
school?
Ask us, people who hosted a podcast about wrestling and talking about Biscoff and BLT. Like, what were we like? Oh, yeah, we were... We ran it like Goodfellas. So, what do you think? We were the nerdy kids that used our wit and sophistication make up for
Ross
our
job. Was clearly a bit of a lad about town, wasn't he?
No, I was quiet, mate.
Right.
I was in the choir. I was on the sports teams, but I was in the choir until year seven.
Oh.
I was breaking territories, mate. Breaking down barriers and all sorts between the choir boys and the football team.
Ooh.
Oh. I was the only one there.
It's like and, High School Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're both.
I was probably goody two shoes until 16 arrived, and then you start drinking. And then it all went tits up, basically. And I haven't recovered since.
And here we are today. What about yourself, Jack?
In primary school, I was like, yeah, I was, without sounding like an arsehole, I was like quite clever and good. So I wasn't like people, I wasn't very popular because I did well. It's so stupid. Anyway, secondary school was, I was just a bit more normal, I guess. I had a fringe, but everyone did then. So like it was like the fourth Harry Potter film when they've all just got massive hair. So I don't really know. I didn't really fit in any. I wasn't like a nerd or a jock or a bully or whatever. I just had my little group of mates and still talk to a few of them now.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not even right. I'll be honest. I'm not even the biggest YouTuber in my year at school. There's a lad who's a bigger YouTuber.
Oh,
you've
mentioned this before. Yeah.
Yeah, Philosophy Tube. Yeah. Don't check him out. He doesn't need the subscribers. Yeah, I've
never thought of stuff like that.
I'm not even the biggest one in my year.
I've got the most Twitter followers in my school year.
I don't.
Oh, kids are probably like that now.
I don't. Ollie does. Philosophy Tube. So yeah, congrats to him.
Nice. I was the nerdy goth lad.
No way.
And I grew a beard really early on and my voice broke and that's the only thing I got out of puberty, as you can tell.
When did your bowels drop, Matthew?
Oh, like...
Mine were early on, like.
Yeah, that's it, because I thought, oh, this is great, you know.
I'll never forget my mum saying it was like one of my pals' mums talking to her saying, you must feel so proud of Ross growing up with his voice breaking and whatnot when no one else has had, as if that's a thing.
No, but then the big kids, people who got the growth spurt, are like, here, come over here. I'm like, what? It's terrifying. And then like I grew the beard later on, so I have to go in, didn't have to like put on a voice to be like, hi. Like, wow, you're definitely over 18, lad, with a crappy beard like that.
Mine half broke early on and is never fully, like, it's just this now.
Oh, it's just stayed like that?
Yeah, I was one of the early ones. I grew, I was one of the first people to grow. I was, like, tall early on. I was one of the tallest of the year. I was walking around, like, year eight, like, 5'10", and I'm still 5'10". I never, Everyone else, yeah. you come back after every summer and a new group of lads will be bigger than you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're like, well, don't worry, next summer.
I'll be.
Maybe the one after that. Yeah. Oh, right, that's it, is it?
Yeah.
I've been cheated and lied to. And yeah, I was like yourself. I was very good at school, following orders and stuff like that. And thought I was clever and smart and realized, no, I'm just good at like doing what you tell me to do on a bit of paper.
There's various different ways of being clever, even if you're not academic.
Yes.
That's for you.
As evidenced by this lovely letter. But thank you, Harry Busby. I hope we're like squids now, because that was amazing.
That was so good.
I'm sorry for laughing about the toaster thing. Hello, lads, and happy Mardi Gras from Louisiana.
Pancake Day. Yeah. Yep.
Love the podcast.
Mardi Gras literally means Fat Tuesday.
Is that what it means?
Mardi Gras. Big Tuesday, yeah.
Man, I didn't know that. Yeah, thank you.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite part, no joke, is researching all the obscure British references you guys make each episode so I can try my best to understand all the tangents. Well, there's plenty of them. Anyway, I'm a stand-up comedian down here in the wonderful city of
Lafayette.
That's right.
Lafayette.
You do the tease at the end then.
Lafayette.
Lafayette.
I don't know.
There is a comedy show called Stoned versus Drunk versus Sober, in which teams of comedians perform in various states of intoxication and the crowd vote for who the funniest was. And this month, in the spirit of insanity that was Mardi Gras, there was an added term of tripping on acid.
Team. There was an extra team.
Yeah. Being on team stoned.
Legend.
This got me thinking. Of you were, what?
If you were to book.
If you were to book a Fatal 4-Way Survivor Series style match in this format. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What a question.
You could tell he was stoned when he wrote this.
That's
Oh, beg your pardon, Audrey. Who would be on each team and who would win? Thanks and keep up the good work. Cheers, Audrey Portier. Portier.
I don't know. They're from Louisiana. Probably a bit Cajun.
Yeah.
That's really summed up there. Right. Sorry.
P.S. I was watching old episodes and noticed that I was the first person to call you guys diddlers in the mailbag.
No.
All the way back in June of 2018, brackets episode 23.
Bless
What's
you for
a start
watching,
this week.
Bless
yeah.
you for watching that early, honestly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm not sure if I should say I'm sorry or you're welcome. Oh, no, thank you, Audrey. Appreciate it. So wait a minute. What's the question? You book a Fatal 4-Way. So wrestlers.
We've just got to pick our participants for Team Stoned. We'll go for first.
Matt Riddle.
RVD. Sabu.
Oh, yeah. Sabu. Can I have Sabu?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can have the worry about Matthew.
He's a proper stoner.
Have one stoner for yourself. Go on.
Who's
the big stoner?
I'll choose Matthew Gregg.
Oh yeah,
I'll accept that booking.
After Las Vegas,
I'm Ron Funches.
Yes.
What about X-Pa?
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Val Venus.
Nah.
Captain.
Yeah, I'm alright. Not picking him for anything.
Can I call Captain? Can I call yourself Captain Cannabis? Can
That's
you?
Not why, but yeah.
Well, I know that. But, all right. Didn't want to bring it up.
Okay, anywho,
fair enough. Yeah. Sorry.
Drunk. Oh, Sandman.
Oh, this is really sad. This. Because some people are like, were like genuine
Hangman
alcoholics
Page.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
All the Steve Wonders.
Because you're a fellow Bud Light fan.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Right, what happened was I drank a Bud Light on the stream and I told Matthew, everyone's going to be like, you drink the Bud Light. And someone did.
Yeah. Ooh, look. And then I had my Copperberg that's been in the fridge since, I think, Christmas of 2 years ago. And like, yeah, legend Matthew. And sober.
Triple H.
Yes.
Legendary straight man.
Mm. CM Punk.
What would you call him? Matt Cross.
Oh, is he? Is he straight edge?
Yes. Son of Havoc.
Yeah.
Is that the right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, M-Dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's always M-Dog 20 to me, but I don't think people call him that. They call him that in 1974 when I was at school. And tripping on ass, I have no idea.
No idea.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Good point.
Young Jamie, he doesn't join in, does he?
I don't think so.
Tripping on acid? Nah.
There must be wrestlers who famously take an acid.
It's not a very wrestler drug.
Sandman, again, he could be in both teams at once if he does drinks on that. He had the match with Sabu, where I think he said he was tripping on acid, and he kept on going, calling spots to Sabu and going, here, lizard.
I'll go for Matt Sydal.
Yeah.
Because he's all in it. He loves a bit of psychedelia, doesn't he?
Yeah, he went to the jungles and came back, and he believes he's a
wolf or something.
A panther, I believe.
Panther, sorry.
Yes. Which is nice, but it's nice for a wrestler to basically emerge as a furry. I'm proud of Matt Sydal. That was a hell of a question and a hell of a mailbag.
Yes.
Wow. No pressure, lads and lasses. If you'd like to send any of your riveting questions or just insult me, go ahead. That was great. Please send them to mailbag@cultaholic.com. Now it's time for Reese's Pieces. Hi, guys.
Is it Amy or Amy or I don't know?
Amy Dosange,
yeah.
I believe, from Kent.
Well, I remember this because we've had them before and I couldn't remember how to pronounce their name.
Sorry, pal. I've had a massive wave of 90s, 2000s nostalgia this week. Hey, so have the Saudis. So thought I'd get you diddlers reminiscing. It's a mix of gaming and television. Sorry if you've answered some of these in the past. You can answer what you thought about them at the time or what you think about them looking back. Hope you enjoy. So, as always, fastest thought first. Have you heard me, Jack?
Yep.
All right, cool. PS1 or N64?
PS1.
N64.
N64. FIFA or International Superstar Soccer?
Oh, FIFA.
International Superstar Soccer 98. That's the start of that game.
FIFA, just because I played more of the early... I know it's like we have to add stuff on, but that... It used to be ISSS was really good and FIFA sucked. And then in the early 2000s, FIFA got really good.
Yeah.
So...
Then Pro Evo tore up the room.
Yeah, whatever.
Adriano.
Legend of Zelda or Final Fantasy?
Bugger knows.
Zelda.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Zelda. Sorry. Mario Kart or Super Mario World?
Mario Kart.
Is Super Mario World the ding, ding, da da ding, ding?
That's right.
Oh, no. Which Mario Kart? This is really important. N64 or SNES?
Oh, I think it... Yeah, that's not fair because...
Which one is it?
That's one game.
If it's a series. If it's the SNES one, then I'm choosing Super Mario World. If it's the N64 one, Mario Kart, I think.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Did you prefer the N64 one? A lot of people are like classicists about Mario Kart, and they're like, oh, no, I like the
SNES one has not aged very well.
Has it not?
Nah, Double Dash and 64 are the best ones.
Some of our best early gamer memories, me and two mates playing Battle Mode on Mario Kart 64 with the balloons.
Yeah.
Oh, unreal gaming times. Anyway.
It's exactly what this person wanted.
Yeah.
Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat.
Who's your guy?
I haven't got a clue. I just
not bless you.
I've played Mortal Kombat a few times. I don't think I've played the other one.
Good answer. At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, you like Googled, oh, my favorite one is Cabal or whatever. I'm like, oh, why is that? Shut up, move on.
But no idea.
Bloody Hadouken, mate. Street Fighter.
Yeah, I know. Bloody, like,
I'm a Ken man on Street
you're
Fighter.
You're a Ken man.
Scorpion on Mortal Kombat, but I prefer Street Fighter.
I see. Street Fighter man, Sagat.
Oh, hi, Gar.
Oh, good.
That was quite a good
And also because, you know.
I'll try
yeah, it was good.
I'll sound further away. Tiger.
Tiger.
I was
going to say, yeah. Oh. In terms of the films, Mortal Kombat film is very good. In terms of adaptations of video games, there's not much competition. But Street Fighter the movie.
Oh, it's the best bad film ever.
Nothing's beaten Jean-Claude Van Damme off his tits on cocaine.
He's admitted to it.
According to him, by the way. Emerald Julia going, I'm doing this for me kids.
Yeah.
One day we need to do that.
So good.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue's in it, Ross.
Is she?
Yes, a young Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
Cammy, she plays.
Good.
Yeah. Very impressed. Burnout or Need for Speed?
Or Need for Speed.
Need for Speed. I most wanted. That's the only one I've played out of all of them, I think.
Oh, I'm going to say Burnout for the later games.
I haven't played a Burnout.
Have you not?
No.
What, even the good ones? Like no. PS2? But, oh,
I only ever played Most Wanted.
Mate.
What was the other racing game called? I had for the PSP. Was it Burnout? I can't remember.
It was a PSP one.
Were you crashing that? It all goes slow.
Yes.
That was the Burnout.
I had that one for the PSP.
And do you like it?
Yeah, it was nice, yeah. Prefer Need for Speed, though.
Yeah. But they're not around anymore, are they?
No idea.
R.I.P. Metal Gear or Splinter Cell?
I didn't play either.
Metal Gear.
Not even. Come on. Call of Duty or Battlefield?
Neither, because I'm crap at those ones, me, where you got to shoot somebody, and I'm that guy who's got 25 minutes to get the thing, and by the time you get there, you've been shot yourself.
Kids' reflexes these
days. I know.
Call of Duty, but... Call of Duty, I guess, but I'm not... like Ross, I'm not very good.
Yeah, honestly, I've only played Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one.
Okay.
Yep, boring. Diddy Kong Racing or Crash Team Racing?
Crash Team Racing.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Oh.
That's another good impression.
You're on fire.
Yeah, with my little... I used to know about gaming.
Race like, car.
15 years ago.
Oh, in banjo.
No, that's a good banjo.
Your mates used to do that.
Yeah.
Because obviously we were at school getting high. Diddy Kong or Crash Team? They're both very good, but I'll say Crash Team Racing just because that brought me and Triple Jump a bit closer.
Oh, yes, fair enough.
Yeah, we're all friends now, so it's all right. Assassin's Creed or Uncharted?
I haven't played either.
I've only played Assassin's Creed.
Oh, Uncharted, very good. Very cinematic and all that.
It's Naughty Dog, isn't it?
It is Naughty Dog.
My favourite game is Jack and Daxter series of all time, yeah. So I'll go for them even though I've not played it. I trust them.
Another
trust
game Naughty Dog. Programmed and developed by Naughty Dog. Okay. Right. Clarissa or Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Clarissa?
Who the hell's Clarissa?
Clarissa Knows All.
No, I've never heard of it.
Knows Best.
Never seen
it's
it.
It's not Chrissy Knows Best or something.
Oh, God, no. That's that freaky looking dude who swears a robot.
But Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Sabrina. She's a wrestling fan.
Whose auntie went on to become Jimmy the King's wife.
Really?
That's right, yes.
Aye, with wow. The crabs and whatnot. And the itchy groin.
Moving on.
She's a wrestling fan as well. Miranda yeah. Joe Hart or Joe well, Hart.
That's right, she made the news, didn't she, a couple of years ago for something to do with wrestling.
Yeah, she followed me on Twitter. Oh, it's tough, but Sabrina... Just because of Salem the Camp. Because Salem's where they did... Oh,
yes,
anyway.
The witches.
Saved by the Bell or Boy Meets World?
Saved by the Bell.
I've only seen him Saved by the Bell.
Even though Vader was on Boy Meets World, I'm still picking Saved by the Bell. When I wake up in the morning... I'm...
Oh, yeah. Good song.
It's all right, because I'm saved by... Have you heard that story? By the way, I'll be quick. It's a long podcast.
Is it about Screech?
No. It was one of these Wrestling Observer things, and a while ago, people used to post some of the stuff about WCW in the crazy days. Apparently, there's a story. Don't know how true it is, but I love it. There's a plane that loads of the WCW wrestlers were on, and people sat at the back, and then there was this, like, stirring, and people going, oh, my God, look who's on, look who it is. And, like, the big bad wrestlers are going, oh, like, fanboying out, and people are going, well, who could it be? Where, like, Hollywood Hogan and Kevin Nash are like, oh, my God, look who it is. Which megastar is it going to be? Which supermodel is it going to be? It was a teacher from Saved by the Bell.
I thought you were going to say that someone in WCW in the 90s had got with Kelly Kapowski. I was going to be devastated, but thankfully, no. Okay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Angel?
Buffy the Vampire, I've got no idea.
Yeah, I've not watched Buffy. Because
she was on after The Simpsons on BBC Two.
Exactly.
That's all I know. Yeah. I really wasn't into either, but no, I'll say Buffy because Auntie Head. Rugrats or Recess?
Oh, yeah. Rugrats.
Rugrats is better, but... I feel like a kindred spirit with TJ from Recess because I look like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm the kid who dobs on people. For show,
Randall.
So. Yeah, I'm effing Randall.
Randall Key. I'll go for Rugrats though.
Rugrats was the first two seasons, and then like half that they just got rid of the team that was behind the success, and it became just lame.
Papa Jack looks a bit like Chucky, sort of. Yeah, he looks like the other Chucky as well.
Yeah, there you go. Lots of Chuckies.
Yeah.
Dawson's Creek or The O.C.? God.
Is that what John... No, that's Jonathan Creek.
Yeah, you know what? The third option is Jonathan Creek. Jonathan Creek for me as well. The only thing about The O.C. is my brother had the DVD set. And so I'm like, California.
Yeah. The O.C. for the theme. No, and for the meme where someone gets shot and Watch Your Say plays.
Oh, that is from that.
That's from The O.C., I think, yeah.
Arthur or Hey Arnold?
Ooh. Arthur. For the theme song more than anything else. Every day when you're walking down the street.
Now say, hey.
No, it doesn't matter. I was going to say, it doesn't matter that Nelson Mandela did that. I'll go for...
So Arthur, Hey Arnold, or Nelson Mandela, have you got?
At the time... I think, looking back, Hey Arnold was probably really good, but I never got it at the time. So I'm going for Hey Arnold. But I suspect I was just too young to get
that
Hey
would
Arnold.
It would depend which side of the fence you're on as well, which side of the tea time wars you were on.
Yeah. the 3:15.
I was Monday. On CBBC, me. What
I
were you
mainly
on?
Mainly CBBC.
I went back and forth like Jeff Jarrett.
Channels, did you?
Yeah. Smart.
I'm going to say Arthur hated the show as a kid. Didn't like it, didn't get it, didn't want to get it. But oh my Lord, have you heard Jekyll, Jekyll, Hyde, Jekyll, Hyde, Hyde, Jekyll, 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 Hyde, Jekyll, Hyde. That is an earworm and a half.
I'm just imagining someone from one side going, like, just Arnold turning up on, like...
Imagine Murrah the Vampire defending.
Wait, it's a guy from Smart. Whose side
Neil
is
Buchanan
he on?
without the R-Fog.
Hey, yo. Pinky in the Brain or Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, Pinky in the Brain.
Pinky in the Brain.
Another great theme song.
I like Ren and Stimpy more because my mum really didn't want me watching it, so I had to wait until she was out the house. And she was all right at Pinky in the Brain. Animaniacs or Looney Tunes?
Oh, Animaniacs.
Looney Tunes.
I'm going to get, if it's vintage Looney Tunes, absolutely.
Because Looney Tunes is too broad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Looney Tunes, but...
Yeah, oh, some good stuff there. Yeah. Especially with, it's weird seeing the old stuff come back as a meme, like Big Chungus.
Big Chungus. Big Chungus. But to be fair, Animaniacs, you know what I mean? I think, came back as a meme as well when one of them, is it Yakko or Wakko? When he's doing all the Nigeria, Botswana,
Oh my God, some of the best YouTube videos of that. Every countries of the world are Yakko, but every time it's a country that's been invaded by America, there's a lot of I mean, anywho, Frasier or Seinfeld?
Frasier.
I've never watched either.
I need to watch Seinfeld.
I've watched Seinfeld. Sorry, I thought it was Frasier or Cheers because No, I'm Seinfeld, but I've never. I should watch Frasier. Apparently, it's very good.
I've watched more of Frasier, so I'm gonna say that. Probably Seinfeld's, I don't know, better than the scheme of things. But I'd watch it as a kid just because it was a laugh track. Mm. I'm like, okay, understood maybe like 3 sentences in the whole show, but I watched it every week anyway. Fairly Odd Parents or My Parents Are Aliens?
My Parents Are Aliens.
My Parents Are Aliens, but I liked Fairly Odd Parents as well.
Oh, I was going to say neither of them, but Fairly Odd Parents is the one with Doug Dillodome of the Doug Dillodome Dome. Doug Dillodome, the Dillodome one night. Doug, whatever.
It's got, it does
not
have,
exact quote.
It does have Jackie Polo in it, to be fair, yeah.
The Crimson Chin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's I've got Chip Skylark, who the teeth boy. He sings that song, My Shiny Teeth and Me. He's like a Justin Bieber teen heartthrob kind who befriends Timmy and then writes a song about keeping his teeth clean.
Mm. James Bond Jr. Wow, you're going back over this, are you? I think I may have sworn there. Sounded like I swore, didn't it?
No, I didn't.
James Bond Jr. or Inspector Gadget?
The animated series. I've got no idea. And
James Bond Jr. is going back really far. I've never seen forgettable.
I never watched
awkward.
Either.
It's like, hey, it's me. Like, what if James Bond was like rad and cool and had a skateboard that like did gas bombs and stuff?
I'll go for Inspector.
I'm only quoting what it is.
Really like the, in hindsight, awful live action one starring Ferris from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I used to love that film.
Yeah, mate. Do you have it on the VHS? Yeah. With the sassy car.
Yeah, and his neck.
Yeah. And the and the identical twin version of him that was evil.
Yeah.
And he'd have a tarantula in his mouth. Oh.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's like David Lynch directed
there
it.
There was a straight to VHS sequel that was awful.
I haven't seen that one.
It's not good. They replaced Change Inspector Gadget.
How can you do that?
He's a robot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Inspector Gadget.
He's an android. He's half.
For all the robots watching, I'm very sorry.
He saved Sting in that bloody... Anyway.
Inspector Gadget for one of the best 80s cartoon themes.
Yeah, it's a good theme.
Speaking of great themes, Biker Mice from Mars or Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Beg your pardon. We are at this side of the pond. That's how we called it.
The latter. I haven't seen the former.
You didn't see any Biker Mice?
No, don't think so.
Oh.
So Extreme Dinosaurs.
Oh.
And was heartbroken to learn that it was a spin-off of Street Shark.
Yes, that's right.
I preferred Extreme Dinosaurs. No,
you preferred that? No.
The Ninja Turtles. Who's your favourite turtle?
I think we've had this question before, haven't we?
Mine's Raphael.
Because he's the hothead.
Because he's more real. He's like Hangman Page. You get his pain, right? Leonardo's the books. Get lost.
Yeah.
Michelangelo's Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, right. And I'm going to go Donatello, the huge nerd. And that was all the Reese's Pieces. Let's go before we start fighting each other. Thank you very much for that. If you have any Reese's Pieces, please. It was from AMI.
Oh, yes.
Or Army. Again, I'm very sorry.
I just thought we'd forgot to mention them.
Yeah, if you have any other Reese's Pieces to send, you can, of course, send them to mailbag@cultaholic.com. I'm tired.
It's Cultaholics.
What a long podcast it's been.
Wow. What a great podcast.
So you do it better than me now.
No.
Ross, do you want to do it as well?
Wow. What a great podcast.
Doing the AMSR thing, it's great.
Wow.
Brian Bedon.
Wow. Here we see the Emperor Penguin.
I'm in a Bemsy battle.
The big question. Now that Super Showdown has happened.
God, hasn't it? I forgot about it in the midst of this joyous podcast.
How will this affect WrestleMania?
Oh, it is a big question.
I think it's made one big difference.
Which is?
I think The Fiend lost to make a defeat to John Cena more palatable.
Mm.
He's been beaten once, so who cares if he gets beaten again? I think Big Johnny John will beat The Fiend now at WrestleMania, even though he shouldn't.
You think he won? Goldberg got the title off him because there's absolutely no point in Cena doing it because he's got to do Bumblebee 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
I think Goldberg's going to drop it to Roman.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I like that or not.
That's not going to do a lot for Roman's getting cheered thing. He's been doing a good job of doing the list.
Adam said it on the stream, like the penny's going to drop everybody where it's all just been about Roman again.
Because he beat Drew in his comeback WrestleMania match last year. And that was nice. Mm. But he's not had his big, I'm back, I'm on top again thing. Yeah.
He's done the time, though, against Corbin, to be fair to him. Yeah, he's put the hours in. And the days. And the months. How long has it been?
A long time.
But I think that was the main big change, I think, coming out of Super Showdown. Mm.
But do you suspect sometimes that when certain news outlets put out these matches that are definitely happening, that some of them are said deliberately as a red herring to mess with people like us.
Yes.
So we don't know for a fact that we're going to get Cena versus The Fiend.
No.
It's heavily rumoured, but is that to throw us off? So we watch stuff like The Fiend, Goldberg, not knowing what the match is going to be.
Absolutely.
The result is going to be, sorry.
I feel like that happened to when we were in Japan and we would stood next to commentary and we'd introduced ourselves to like Kevin Kelly and that. Mm. And then he loudly, loudly dropped a spoiler right in front of us and we didn't report on it and it never happened. And we were like, is that a tech? Like, what?
We had it recently, didn't we?
Yeah, we can't really talk about it.
I'm not going to say it, like, but we had one recently.
Oh, yeah, I'll pretend I've had one as well. I can't talk about it. I'll just say Corey Graves is actually really nice in real life.
It's definitely a thing that goes on, though, with news outlets. Mm. Yeah. And sources and whatnot. There's certainly a testing period before you earn the relationship, whatever you want
to. He didn't tell us directly. He just loudly said it to the person next to him in front of us. And we were like, very weird.
Here are the secret plans.
You know. maybe that's Meltzer. He's just a bit too trigger happy with the reporting. Yeah. He's getting tested but doesn't realize or something. She just goes, wow.
They're saying this. The book's seen
it. He's
been
doing it for 30 years. What am I talking about? Shut up, boss.
God help you there. They've said this to Cena, but Cena doesn't know that he's been asked yet. Hard subject to change. So, apart from The Fiend...
I don't know what Ricochet's going to do now, because he's been squished.
Two words, Battle Royal.
Oh, no. Colin eliminating Ricochet en route to victory.
I'm excited for Colin.
Is Colin coming back?
Well, they keep doing it from time to time, don't they? Little references and stuff. And those two did something, didn't they, not too long ago?
Colin and...
To do with the wrestling.
Michael.
Did they appear on Raw? Towards the end of last year?
Was it not SmackDown's...
was it SmackDown?
Like, first show? No, wait, that's a completely
different network. They've definitely done something. I can't remember what it was.
WrestleMania sponsors. I'm trying to see which mascot is going to eliminate Ricochet from
Snickers!
Yeah.
A big Snicker.
Eat this.
Heyman will be announcing it as it's going on. Oh. That's my favourite bit of WrestleMania 17.
Oh, it is Snickers, yeah.
It's actually...
This is Mars and the expand multi-year partnership.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think about it. Well, do you
grab some nuts?
Do you think this is going to affect? But right, I'll ask you before this show today, Super Showdown at the time of recording, and after, has your opinion on who's going to win Drew versus Lesnar changed or not?
Nah,
no.
No.
That was done to just make Drew's achievement all the more. Wowzers!
That's what they say in Inspector Gadget. Good line.
Yeah.
What else could be changed?
The tag team title scenes.
Miz and Morrison.
Miz and Morrison will face. I think the New Day versus Usos will happen now.
In a stipulation?
Yeah, maybe just like, maybe inside. I don't know.
No. They didn't sell. It was good.
But they're going to have the big blow off at WrestleMania, the final one.
Mansoor will be watching WrestleMania from wherever he is stationed.
He'll be taking notes.
Award-winning WWE Network.
On his opponents, he'll be scouting. Be in the stands.
I reckon we could, now that Naomi's lost, we could see Sasha and Bayley, but...
Trish did a thing, didn't she? She put a video out I saw something. On Twitter, she put a video out and one of the final shots is her and Sasha, like, standing down and there's a date. I don't know what it means.
Yeah. Well, she's always been... Everyone wants to work with Sasha, don't they? All the legends come
but
back.
Trish retired, didn't she? SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
bloody wrestlers.
Money. Like Teddy Biasi eyeing up elderly people's retirement funds. Money, money, money. Allegedly.
Yes.
There you go. It's all right.
It's fine now.
Where would that leave Bayley? If that match happened, who would Bayley face?
No, Sasha. Oh, if the Trish one happened.
Yeah.
Naomi again, because she got screwed yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
She got her leg caught in her T-shirt.
Mm. She's the only one with any... Oh, God. I hope she wins it rather than Lacey Evans.
Oh, God. I forgot about her.
That's gonna go down like a fart in church if she wins.
Oh.
Look at my kid. I am a mum, Jimmy.
I remember hoping that Rusev would beat Cena when he came out in that tank.
Yeah.
And then Cena came out and the sheer amount of stars and stripes. And I was like, oh, he's never, ever losing this match.
Think you're going to beat me? Have you forgotten that I'm from America? And Rusev's like, no.
Lacey's going to have one of those promo packages with the cameras swooping through the mountains with the eagles in slow motion.
The 55th Battalion will be there the ring and all this, and
there'll
you're
be
like
Americans watching this because they
and
they,
me and the other
paid. We already done that. I'm
me
scared.
And the other European fans will be there to go, I don't care.
And now to honor America, I love when they say that before the anthem. I love the contrast in their really bombastic anthem and how it goes.
Some players getting forced to sing. Roy Hodge is like, come on, boys, you've got to sing.
Put some welly into it. As I, oh, say,
good anthem. Yeah, it's a good one.
And they fire like shots in the air.
Tell
and
you
stuff.
What though, when Lillian Garcia used to sing and I used to get a bit emotional.
She's good. I saw a thing recently talking about the Star Spangled Banner. It was a YouTube video. Have you heard of Migos, the rap group? They do Walk It Like a Tuck It. Walk It. Okay, never mind.
Nope.
They do Bad and Bougie. Nope. Okay, never mind. One of them is called Quavo. And it's if Quavo from Migos sang the Star Spangled Banner. And it's just this guy pretending to be a basketballer stood at a basketball game. And he's like, it's just him reacting. It's one camera on him. But it's all like shining so gallantly. It's all like these like little ad-libs before. But if you've not heard any, I'd recommend that to anyone watching. If you've heard of Migos, check that out.
And if not, tough titties.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I wonder who we're getting.
Sidetracked that totally, sorry.
That's right. Don't worry. That's what I used to do. It's good.
We're getting bowling for soap, aren't we? They're playing Alexa, aren't they?
What's the anthem? No, save the reason you had the
punk rock
Alexa Bliss by Bowling for Soup.
Oh, punk rock version of the be like what they've called the X band from that WrestleMania.
Oh. Yeah.
Chris Warren.
Their own take on the anthem.
Oh Jesus.
The heel version.
You want to hear the anthem booed?
How would that sound in a punk-ish way, the American anthem? If Bowling for Soup were to do it?
Dunno. Oh
well, they're pop punk really, aren't they? So oh say can you see? Whoa! Alexa Bliss.
Creepy song, that, isn't it?
Getting out of my hometown.
Yeah.
Where are you? I know that's not Bowling for Soup.
Here are the offspring. Whoa, whoa, USA.
Yeah. Right.
So there we have it.
That's how it's going to affect.
Punk that's bands, all. Yes, that's how it will affect. Alkaline Trio will be playing the anthem, and Cena will beat The Fiend.
Cool.
And Goldberg will... They'll both spear at the same time.
Yeah.
And that'll be the match. And I will be way at the top.
Oh, you'll go.
I'll be hanging from the rafters, as Grilla Monsoon used to say.
Just before we end, did you feel more invested in this Goldberg Fiend match because you're going to see effectively them defend the title at WrestleMania?
Right now, I'm very numb to the fact I'm going to see WrestleMania. When I'll be at the arena, I'll be like, yay. But right now, it's like, oh boy, Goldberg versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
You,
sorry, not being miserable or anything, but there's really, other stuff I'll be watching there. I'll
imagine
enjoying.
You're going to really thrive in all the indie shows and that around.
I will thrive.
You're going to thrive?
Like the coronavirus, will thrive.
Are they going to try and get you involved? Do you think any wrestling promotion running a show will try and get you involved
Dan
in the
Danhausen will.
Yeah. Yes, Danhausen will.
All right.
As soon as he tweets out that thing.
Okay.
That he hasn't done yet.
Oh, are you actually getting involved?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say no. By the time he comes out, he'll tweet.
He's
no, I'm not resting.
He's wrestling a match.
No.
Okay.
Well, don't spoil it because people won't be going.
Don't, what? No, I'm hyping it up. This is an
advert. I thought you were just about to reveal what you were doing on the show.
I'll reveal it because it's going to be revealed anyway. I will be...
Oh, is that how it works?
No, I'm not sure. You're really picking this up way more than it's going to be. They're doing a TLC match and it's like,
whoa,
aha.
Matthew's in a TLC.
Shut up, no. And I'll be there. Hey guys, it's the I Am A Table. I'll probably have like a t-shirt or something and I have I Am A Table written on it. And we'll all sing it together when a guy gets put through.
Nice.
And it'll go down like Lacey Evans win the title at WrestleMania, I imagine.
It's gonna be great.
Not a dry eye in the house.
I am a table. I'll be like, boo. You insulted that dude about his toast.
What?
We saw that thing. Oh. We didn't know that about the toaster either, Matthew.
Wow.
Go on.
What a great podcast.
You love it more than me.
Can't wait to go to bed.
Yeah, right. It's been a long day for us all.
23:03 currently.
That's all right.
Well, we're all getting taxis home. Thank you very much for watching and putting up with this lovely podcast. We've really enjoyed it. This has been Ross on Wrestling. This has been Jack on Jobber. And this has been Mafu. We're not going to plug anything because we're too tired. We're just going to say, if you want to follow us and give us money on patreon.com/cultaholic, you can do that. And if you want to send stuff in for Reese's Pieces or Mailbag, you can at mailbag@cultaholic.com.
Yes.
Can I plug something quickly?
Sure.
Just in case you're expecting the Nick Aldis Straight to Hell to be out this weekend, it's been pushed back to Wednesday because of traffic on the bloody channel. There's a lot of videos going out because of Revolution. Cool. I said it in a previous video, so people might be expecting.
That's nice, that, though, because PSA. People do watch to the end.
Yeah.
Like my mum.
Mrs. Greg?
No. Why have I said that? Hello, mum. Please put your... I've just not done my contact lens, so please put your... He's put here. Ooh. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Blah. Like, join us.
It's like Triple H on the announce table in the Walls of Jericho.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter @Cultaholic, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/Cultaholic. Hit subscribe and don't forget, join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.